This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Tonight kicks off a weekend of performances of Handel's Messiah at Duke Chapel. The tradition has been going on for the past 81 years. This year, the performance will be recorded live and broadcast for people across the world. Dr. Rodney Weinkoop is the director of chapel music at Duke University and the conductor of Handel's Messiah. He joins me now. Thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So, what is the story behind Handel's Messiah?
The texts of Messiah tell the entire story of the redemption of the world by Christ, the Messiah. It was first performed in 1742 in Dublin, and it, of course, has become one of the most popular of all choral orchestral works in the repertoire.
The Messiah has been performed at Duke for 81 years. What is it about Duke Chapel that lends itself so well to a performance of the Messiah? People have seen this building. It's a rather iconic building in the area. It's an imposing structure. When you walk in and you see these ceilings, these vaulted ceilings that go on for seemingly forever, what is it about the place that makes the Messiah sound so good in it?
I think that there is a warmth to the building that helps us hear the music in a way that feels personal, despite the size of the space. But I do think that the scope of the building encourages us to hear the music with a sense that there is something larger than us that we're about to experience.
I think a lot of us know a little bit about what maybe the Messiah sounds like, and if not all of it, then certainly one of the most famous parts, which is the Hallelujah Chorus. Let's listen to a little bit of that now. So that is one of the most famous parts of the Messiah, but you've been conducting this piece for a long time. What is one of your favorite parts?
As you can imagine, there are lots, but I think that the key turning point in the piece is the chorus, "All we like sheep have gone astray." And what's remarkable about it is that after listening to the chorus literally go astray, cavorting, having great fun, being essentially sinful, the music comes to a crashing stop, and suddenly quiet music and slow music speaks the words, "And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." So for all of our sinful ways, suddenly we turn to look at Christ and the purpose of his life on earth. It's simply mesmerizing, and it lies right at the center of the work and is emblematic of the whole thing.
So in terms of difficulty, where does this piece rank? You have more than 100 voices in the choir, you have soloists, you have a 25-piece orchestra. How big of a challenge is this to conduct?
There's a lot that goes on in Messiah, it's true, and the movements are varied. But of course, it's really well known. I've conducted it lots and lots of times, And the players who are in our orchestra have played it many times. Most of the members of the choir have sung it many times. And so it's not that the notes are difficult for the most part, although some of the fast-moving parts in the choir are vocally challenging. I think one of the harder parts about it is maintaining one's stamina and focus, as so many different kinds of things are demanded of the singers and the players.
This year, the performance will be broadcast to people around the world. And there are a lot of Messiah performances that are going on this weekend, and certainly for the next couple of weeks. You can find them all over in all different types of venues. Why broadcast this one? What makes this performance of the Messiah special enough that you think people should hear it all over?
I think that we are fortunate to have superb soloists, a brilliant orchestra, a choir that sings with incredible passion and understanding of the story, and in a beautiful acoustic that gives warmth and shape to the sounds that are made there.
Well, you have a busy night and weekend ahead, and so thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure, Phoebe.
Dr. Rodney Weinkoop will lead the Duke University Choir and conduct Handel's Messiah tonight and this weekend. You can find more information on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.